I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Several Atlanta area artists are celebrating Grammy Gold after last night's award ceremony in New York. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Donald Glover, who goes by the name Childish Gambino, won in the Best Traditional R&B Performance category for his song Redbone. Glover, who hails from Stone Mountain, was nominated for 5 awards in total, including Record of the Year and Album of the Year. Atlanta metal band Mastodon earned a Grammy for Best Metal Performance for their song Sultan's Curse. Other local artists nominated for last night's Grammys include Migos, Black, and the late Greg Allman. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A new report shows that 2017 was one of the warmest years on record for Georgia. State climatologist Bill Murphy says the annual average statewide temperature in 2017 was just under 66 degrees, which ties a record set back in 2016. The AJC reports the city of Atlanta broke records throughout the entire year as it had the 3rd warmest winter and spring ever recorded. According to Murphy, many factors have contributed to Georgia's warm year, including overnight temperatures that stayed pretty warm, cloud cover, and evaporation. After 6 years of study, scientists at the University of Georgia have unlocked the genetic mysteries of the peanut. Lead researcher Scott Walker says the findings could have larger implications for issues like global hunger and sustainability.
In places in the developing world where they can't irrigate, it means that they'll have a crop to be more resilient to warmer temperatures and reduced water, and so that they'll have more crop at the end of the year that they can use to feed their families.
The multi-million dollar project was funded in part by the peanut industry and the U.S. Agency for International Development. Researchers are also working to map the genetic codes of soybeans and other crops. A man accused of threatening the staff of U.S. Representative John Lewis has pleaded guilty in federal court. Dante Rosser pleaded guilty on Friday to a charge of threatening a federal official. U.S. Capitol Police say Rosser made over 40 threatening calls to Lewis's office in Atlanta and Washington. Rosser is to be sentenced in April. His plea agreement calls for a sentence of 18 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.